Kroger's Spotlight Coffee, the coffee that's hop-dated for freshness, presents Linda's First Love by transcription. Since Linda and Danny have said nothing about their plans to return to Centerville in a day or two, the folks back home are considering a trip to Greylake, also on a nap. But this double-barrel surprise will backfire unless one party discovers the other's intentions. We'll resume our story in a moment. Save 5, save 10, save 15, 16, 17. Yes, 17 cents. You can save it on every pound of Kroger hop-dated Spotlight Coffee. That's why we say, save by the pound up to 17 cents. Let Spotlight Coffee cut your expense. 40 cents. Yes, just 40 cents a pound. That's all you pay for the coffee favorite of millions, Kroger Spotlight Coffee. You can tell it's freshly roasted by the hot date on the bottom of the bag. A date stamped there within an hour after the coffee leaves the roasting oven. Kroger's Spotlight Coffee comes to you fresh in the bean. And you know it's freshly ground because you see it ground after you buy it. Yet at only 40 cents a pound, Spotlight Coffee costs you less, far less than other well-known brands. That's why we say, save by the pound up to 17 cents. Let Spotlight Coffee cut your expense. Yes, you can save up to 17 cents a pound on Spotlight Coffee. More on the big 3-pound economy bag. Shop where you save at your neighborhood Kroger store. A few minutes ago, Mr. Hepworth locked himself in his study. But first, he handed Danny a folder of clippings and a thick sheaf of typed pages. Linda, who's been doing some preliminary packing, has just joined her husband out on the terrace where...
What's that you're studying so hard, Danny? Why, the furrowed brow.
The holiday is over, darling. I'm the working man again. Glad of it. Pull up a chair and keep quiet.
What?
Put your eyebrows back in place, darling. This is what is known as deep stuff.
Oh? What's it about?
Mosquitoes.
Did I hear you say mosquitoes?
Yep.
Interesting part?
Oh, for heaven's sake, honey.
Good characterization?
You win, I give up.
Oh, now, darling.
You are prettier than a mosquito.
And their care and feeding. Is that what that stack of papers is all about?
They're feeding on the human epidermis is the dietary problem that I'm concerned with.
When did all this happen, this sudden interest?
My new assignment. Hal just handed this stuff to me to go through. Idea is to work out a drug that will immunize against mosquito bites.
Oh, attention all picnickers, fishermen, hunters, and people in general. That would really be a contribution to human happiness and comfort, Danny.
Just give me time.
How much?
Oh, just not I can crack in 75 years either.
Hmm. I can just see you tottering to your feet when you accept the honors. In fact, I'll probably just be able to see.
On the other hand, I might find a solution in 5 minutes.
Oh, dear, not another serum.
No, not this time. Either in chewing gum form or possibly after dinner, man.
Well, I can see that I've interrupted some very serious thinking. But before I go on with any more packing, I thought I ought to find out just when we are leaving.
Well, that's up to the boss, but I have an idea that he wants me to get working on this mosquito business in pretty short order.
That does not answer my question. I have to know when. Today?
Well, more likely tomorrow. Possibly the next day, but probably not any later than that. Very likely tomorrow, though. Of course, it could be day after tomorrow.
Thanks.
Yeah, be sure you're packed then.
Uh-huh. I've got it all figured out in a split second. You know, maybe we shouldn't just barge in on Pa and Aunt Sarah.
Why not? I thought we agreed it'd be good fun to surprise them.
I know, but what if they weren't home? That would ruin everything, darling.
Home? Of course they'll be home. Where do they ever go?
Oh, they go out sometimes.
Very rarely, Linda. Very rarely.
But we might hit one of those rare times. So I do know how Pa is this time of year.
I do indeed. Overburdened with work around the house. Fussing with trowels, spades, rakes, shovels, paintbrushes, lawnmowers, oil cans, saws, hammers, screwdrivers.
And he also gets that old urge to hit the open road.
Yeah. And Aunt Sarah always throws a wet blanket on such thoughts and thrusts a wet mop in his hands for thinking such thoughts.
Mm, but this season he's got a better car than he's ever had before at this time of year. That was Aunt Sarah's main objection. The car never would hold together.
All right, then where do you think they might go?
Well,
I thought so.
They might even decide to drive here.
What? Aunt Sarah and Pa drive all the way to Connecticut? Oh, what a ridiculous idea. Linda, don't you...
Ridiculous idea?
Well, let's look in on the Dorcas Dry Goods store back in Centerville, where Daisy has just waited on a customer and now turns to a visitor who's been patiently waiting. Listen.
Goodbye, Miss Eggleston. Come again.
Now, as you were saying, Aunt Sarah.
Oh, forget where I was, Daisy. Got so interested in that woman demanding a wholesale rate on handkerchiefs because she has 13 children.
You think I was too hard-boiled about the price?
Perfect, no. I thought 13% off was real generous of you. Oh, I know. You were saying you couldn't afford to close the store for 2 weeks. But Mort would take care of things while you were gone along with us.
That's right, and then you said something after that. Now, what was it, Esther?
Just if I seem to be able to remember.
Oh, I know.
What was it?
You said poor Mort.
Oh, of course, now I remember.
Nice to know where we were at.
Never should use a preposition to end a sentence with. Yeah, but anyhow, now if Mort doesn't come along, then Mr. Hubbard wouldn't have to travel in that sort of oversized window box with wheels on it Pa plans to hitch on behind the trailer.
Sounds kind of uncomfortable. He'd have to lie flat on his back all the way, Aunt Sarah, and if it rained, why, he'd just float right out.
Oh, there'd be a canopy. Some nice gauge striped awning material.
You're hoping not serious.
Land sakes, of course not. But a fine day like this just gets me kind of addled and nonsensical.
Does make a funny picture, though. It just keeps still trundling along in his own private horizontal little trailer. Bunch of pillows under his head and flipping his cigar ashes over the side.
If he comes along, he'll come in his own car and bring a pup tent. Oh. During the daytime, Pa and me'll ride in our car, you with us. And Sam can drive his car and pull the trailer. His wife Sally's decided to come, too.
Say, with Scott and Emily, that's going to make a regular motor travel cave.
Since when are they in on this station?
Oh, Scott caught up just before you came in. It's all right, isn't it?
Less than another car. Well, to come to think of it, they'll be welcome. They can bring Eve Howard, and that'll leave ample room in our car for Uncle Andy.
What? They're coming along, too?
Paying their share of the gasoline. And got that itch to travel and see the sights. I didn't have the heart to turn them down.
Anybody else?
Well, so happens Mr. Beasley is driving to Bridgeport. That happens to be in Connecticut. Same time we're leaving. But we don't necessarily have to consider them part of the party.
Oh. Well, let's see. That makes you, me, Phil, Pa, Uncle Andy, Sam, Sally, Scott, Emily, E. Power, 10.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Look, I have about 137 relatives in St. Louis.
I think 10 would be sufficient. Listen. Oh, dear, I promised Cora Lockhart and Julia Pringle they could have a ride as far as Connecticut.
And I forgot I'm bringing Bonnie, and that makes 13.
That won't do at all. Too many.
Oh, too many. Yes, I guess there is.
Have to cut down. I can't go back on my promise to Cora and Julia.
Well, I could leave Bonnie with Mort to take care of. Dorcas Driver. Oh, that's you, Pa? Hello, Pa. Oh, fine, Pa. Aunt Sarah? Oh, yes, Aunt Sarah's here, Pa. You want to speak to... Oh, why, sure.
It's Pa. Wants to speak to you, Aunt Sarah.
I reckon all parties concerned are properly identified.
Pa? This is Sarah. Daisy tells me... What? Who? No. This thing's getting out of hand, Daisy.
How?
Pa has four friends he wants to bring along. Wanted to bring along, that is.
Centerville. A ghost town. Weeds growing in the street. I can just see it. Nothing running around but mice and one old blind dog. This is the glory that was Centerville.
We'll have to cut the list down to 8, Daisy.
Say, you know, it'd be just awful if Linda and Danny started for here, just as we're starting for there.
Oh, Linda and Danny start for home without telling us in advance.
Oh, Daisy, what a ridiculous idea. Absolutely ridiculous.
And back at Grayledge, Linda's answering the telephone.
Oh, Jim? So, hello, how are you?
Out of bed already? Ask how his arm is.
Oh? Well, how is she?
What do you mean, she?
I'm talking about Louise. Go on, Jim.
Oh, I thought you meant his arm.
Oh, that's wonderful, Jim. When did you say? Oh, June the 21st. Well, I do wish we could, but you see, we've got to get back home.
Mm-hmm. Wedding bells, huh?
I don't know. Tomorrow or the next day, though.
More likely the next day.
Oh, yes, 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 before we leave. Don't worry about that. All right. Bye.
Going to take the ghastly, fatal, final step June the 21st, huh?
Yes, and we've got to get them a wedding present before we leave, Danny.
Well, couldn't that wait till we got home? There's always the U.S. mails, you know.
Yes, but this would be, well, a combination wedding and going away present.
Well, we're the ones who are going away. Not that they won't later.
Oh, but... if you must be so technical. A farewell present, then. Think of something quick.
What about a rolling pin?
Oh, don't be funny.
No, I'm serious. Dishpan. How can the marriage get off to a good start without a dishpan?
You're certainly a big help, I must say. I suppose you'll find a little house somewhere. You'll have to have china and silver and tablecloths and towels and washcloths and curtains and drapes.
Yeah, I knew you'd get around to the curtains and the drapes. Why are women so potty on the subject of curtains and drapes? Go to a lot of trouble and expense building a window to let light and air through, and then go to more trouble and expense to cover them up to keep the light and air out.
Oh, you... go answer the telephone.
Dr. Grogan speaking. Oh, hello, Baldwin. What? Well, well, it's wonderful, but I don't know what we do with all that furniture.
Furniture?
Yeah, amounts to an entire set of stuff matching half with antiques, I know, but you see...
Give me that phone. Baldwin, we'd love to have that furniture. Yes, indeed. Bye.
Linda, our house is jammed with furniture as it is. Now, call Baldwin back and tell him that you've changed your mind, and then we can go to work on this problem of a wedding present for Jim and Louise.
Danny.
Huh?
It just might be that a newly married couple could use some furniture. Ever think of that?
And so a problem is solved, but no thanks to Danny. Will our friends leave Grayledge as planned? And at this late date, what can possibly stop the caravan headed east from Centerville? Be sure to join us for the next entertaining episode of Linda's First Love. Save 5, save 10, save 15, 16, 17. Yes, 17 cents. You can save it on every pound of Kroger hot-dated Spotlight coffee. That's why we say, save by the pound up to 17 cents. Let Spotlight coffee cut your expense. Running low on coffee? Get Spotlight. Pay only 40 cents a pound for the finest, freshest coffee you've ever tasted. You can tell Spotlight coffee is freshly roasted by the hot date on the bottom of the bag, a date stamped there within an hour after the coffee leaves the roasting oven. Every pound of Spotlight coffee comes to you fresh in the bean, and you know it's freshly ground because you see it ground after you buy it. But you still pay only 40 cents a pound for Spotlight. That's less, far less than other well-known brands. You actually save up to 17 cents a pound. More on the big 3-pound economy bag. Listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another interesting transcribed chapter of Linda's First Love.
It's Kroger, it's Kroger, for tasty tea with variety.
Get Kroger iced tea. Kroger alone has the brand of its own.
For flavor and economy.
Get Kroger iced tea. For tasty tea with variety. Get Kroger iced tea.
Everyone agrees it's better than ever. A perfect blend. Kroger iced tea. Now a rare tea has been added. There's a new sparkle, a new amber clarity. It's brighter, richer in taste and fragrance. Kroger iced tea keeps its flavor when it's iced. Yet Kroger iced tea costs only 49 cents a half pound. Get Kroger iced tea. The only tea blended especially for iced tea at your Kroger store.